Okay, it's recording.
Awesome. You can just put it right there. Okay, great.
So this is remote healing for opening to wisdom technique a la Uta.
All right, so a couple things about the long distance healing. The first thing, remote healings sometimes can actually be more powerful than the healings in person. And the reason for that is there's less distractions. So the people are actually more focused. So that's just something to keep in mind, because you would kind of sometimes think, oh, it's like far away, it might not work as well. No, it can actually, it's the other way around. It's actually sometimes be more powerful. I do them a lot. I do them all the way over to Germany, and I've had just amazing experiences and results with doing remote healings. The other thing about the remote healings, keep practicing healings. I mean, you know, Reese keeps talking about it too, that the healings are just an amazing tool. And the thing about the healings, you don't get the immediate results a lot of times, you know, so you do your healing, go like, oh, I did the healing. but the way it shifts in your unconscious, a lot of times you have no clue what's happening, and you don't need to know. It's just one of those amazing tools that we're getting. So I highly recommend to keep connecting with each other, and just go and say, hey, like once a month, let's do a healing. I still practice my long distance healings with my classmates from my year when I was in school, and I do it about twice a month, just because they're super powerful. excuse me, about the healings, there's a couple ways. So, you know, like I said, some of you practiced them before. If you're kind of new to them, in the beginning, you can work with, you know, just even set up your table. That's what I did in the beginning, because it was like, oh, I don't really know. We like the body and whatever, and so I just do fine. you know, so I just set up my table, and then I in the very beginning, I even put like a pillow where the head was and a blanket where the body was, and then I just had something to just kind of, you know, like visualize that person and walk through as I was touching the body and that kind of thing. So if you kind of, you know, need a little bit more like to get into it, do it that way. Yes.
So I'll put crystals like for the chakras, the red, for, you know.
That's perfect. That's another great way to do it.
I had an island. So instead of sitting on my table, I just pretend there was be a body on my table. And the other thing is, if they're not available right away, I would send it to their guides, and then they would pick it up later. You know, so it doesn't always have to be at the exact same time.
Kind of like email.
We've done that with Liz when she has a flight.
Download.
I'll send her healing for when she can get it out of flight.
I have a question. So, does the person have, you may be going to cover this, but does the person have to be aware that it's happening at the time?
No. So so here's the thing. The most powerful healing, when you want it to be most powerful, is like, yes, that person knows when you do it, they're aware of it, you actually have a conversation with them beforehand and set, you know, and really set them up. They really don't. You really don't want your client to do anything else at the same time, unless they could sit somewhere and listen to calming music or something. But you don't want them to work. You don't want them to drive. So I'm not sure. Like the doing the healing at a different time thing, I've never done it before that way. It really is like you don't want your client to do anything that really occupies them. So, you know.
I send it.
Yeah.
And then, like, they'll get, because they're the Canadians, they're on a different time zone, and so Deborah will go to bed at night and then receive it.
Right.
So she's aware. I'm focused when I'm doing it, and she's focused when she's receiving it. This
right.
Just a delay. But I agree. I like it best if I can do it at the same time.
Yeah, so that's the best. And then if you do it at a different time, you really want to set it up very clearly this way. Like, you know, I'm sending this right now, and then the other person, whenever they're ready to receive it, like they go to bed or whatever, and they go like, okay, I'm ready to receive it, that they can download it at the time when they're not occupied with something else. Did that answer your question? Okay, good. Thanks. Yeah.
So you really don't even have to know what the person physically looks like, right?
No.
No, you don't.
No.
It's just you have an image of a person lying on their back or on their tummy or whatever.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. And it, when you do the healing and your client receives the healing, they don't even, I mean, I always lie down because I just love that space, right? But you can, like I said, you can sit in a chair or they can even do a light activity. Like I said, like listen to some calming music or anything like that. That would be perfectly fine. And so going into it, when you do have your client that you do or your friend that you do a long distance healing with, you want to, you know, connect on the phone or by Skype or computer with them. And just like any healing you would do with anybody, check in, how they're doing, you know, what's happening, and have a conversation with them. And then you can then, there's a couple ways you can do it. Like a lot of times then I just say, okay, well, I will call you when the healing is, finished. You know, you can have doing the whole thing with Skype. I've done that before too, where I play the music and that person is just, you know, in their room listening to the bowls. It's another way to do it. So those are all kind of things that you can work with, like as you like, by your liking, by, you know, what works best for you. And coming back to doing the actual healing, where I said, like, you know, in the beginning, you can have, you know, something represent, you know, a body represent something on your table and work with your table. But also after you do it for quite a while and you get a feel for it, one of the great things about the healings, and Reese has actually demonstrated this before, is, you know, you get in that space where you have yourself ready, and then you visualize that person or that body, and you can have them just in front of you. I mean, I do them now where they're in front of me, and it's great. You can move them around, you flip them over. I mean, they just like, you know, it's awesome, right? Like, because it's, you know, it's, that's one of the great things about the long distance healings. You know, you just sit in my chair, and it even has like armrests, and sometimes, you know, and like I said, you can just move those bodies around as you need them, you know, the head, and then shove them around your feet. I mean, it's really, it's great. Mm-hmm. It's really, really nice, you know, and you can just move them. So, because they, you know, they just, their bodies are energetically in space. So you can move them around, you know.
I usually shrink them. That way I can get the whole leg or the whole body.
Yep. So it's like, you know, whatever.
It's the weirdest feeling when he does that.
Well, yeah. For you, I enlarge myself.
So, and you do the whole healing just like we do here. You know, we start with the bow, and, you know, and you do the mind clearing, and then you do the actual healings. You do all of, you know, the whole process. You just visualize having that person in front of you. And then when the healing's all complete at the end, everything is the same. You know, you close, you know, everything is the same thing. And then you'll call that person and the same thing. You just ask them, you know, first, like, you know, how was the healing for them, and, you know, what did they notice, the same thing, and just, you know, follow up, and then, you know, share what you're sharing. So, except, like I said, it's like just remote, you do it either by phone or Skype, same thing. Any other questions? And again, it doesn't have to be a complicated thing. I mean, you know, especially, you know, we do the chakra balances, like you can move through those. You hold your energy and you are so tuned into the field that you can do those, you know, fast. So a lot of times the healings can take like, you know, 20 minutes. Like they don't have to be like these hour healings, especially when you do it with each other. You just say like, let's do next Wednesday. Let's do a healing on each other, right? And you just can do it. You know, and just do a chakra balance or whatever. And chakra balance, even like, you know, 15 minutes is great. They don't have to be, you know, long. You can hold all that energy field now. And it's just a great way to stay in contact and keep just opening us up. So any other questions? Awesome. Okay, great. So so we're doing the opening to wisdom healing. You want me to do that too, like what's it about and the whole thing?
Yeah, I think it's good to just review. Yeah. That's what just okay. Look to just review, like when and how we're using this healing.
Great.
Does it, like just like we did before? Does anybody want to say, like, when do we use? Do you guys know when we use this healing? why or what situation when we use would we use opening to wisdom technique?
This healing is just to open the upper chakras.
There you go.
Brings all 12 gateways to the energy.
Yes, exactly, Tracy. Exactly.
I'm trying to find that to read it myself.
Yeah. So the opening to wisdom healing, just like I said, is used to open the upper chakras to receive guidance. And the other thing about this healing, it brings unity to all the 12 gateways, and it also creates a communication link between the soul, the life purpose, and the chakras. So again, this one is one of the healings where you hold all three levels of your energy system. And when we're actually going to do the healing, when we start the healing, I have also I walk you real specifically through what it actually feels like and looks like to hold all of those three levels. Because sometimes when we say that, you know, even me, it's like, uh-huh, and then I was like, what's that actually mean, right? So I'll walk you through that. We'll add that, by the way. That's another thing we're adding to this healing today, just really what's it actually look like and feel like to hold all of those three levels. So this healing opens the seventh chakra, which is closed in a lot of people, and it unites and harmonizes it with the sixth chakra. And then connects these two linked chakras to the aha, or the zeal point, the throat, and the heart. The healing finishes by creating a solid connection from these wisdom points to the feet so they can ground in action with wisdom that they have received. And this is used on clients who have done some spiritual or healing work, but they are unable to either connect with or act on their inner spiritual guidance. They may be in a spiritual mask or constantly seeking, or they may have no connection to guidance or a higher self, seeing life through their virtual reality, ego, or vows only. This healing lets them experience what it feels like to stand fully in their life purpose and in their present moment life. And since it connects the seventh chakra and the heart, it can restore lost faith, which is an incredible, powerful healing. To do this healing, the healer must hold all three levels of their fields simultaneously, the chakras, life purpose, and the soul. The healing also brings into balance the three brains, that's your cerebral cortex, the midbrain, and the reptilian brainstem, by integrating the light of the pineal gland, pituitary, and hypothalamus. When these are awake and in harmony with each other, this awakens the aha zeal point in its gift of full life integration, passion, and enthusiasm. All these elements come into balance. The physical, emotional, and spiritual realms also come into union in the client's life. This is an intentional healing. The healer is mirroring that which he would like their client to emulate. Do not send energy. So you just create all this energy, create the intention within yourself. So you don't send anything into the other body. You just create it in your own energy system and in your own body.
And so it was nice you that talked about the fourth and seventh, the connection to the fourth and seventh that we talked about when we talked about the seventh.
So yeah. Keeping
the heart open.
Yeah. Okay, so what we're going to do now, we're going to do the actual healing. So I'm going to take my little group to the Franklin room. And then the people who are giving the healing, they're going to come with me.
Would you like to give first or receive first?
Oh, sorry, I got to move.
You don't. We can noodle if you want.
Okay.
Shut up. Yeah. So I can feel it.
So should we stop?
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.